Vespa Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff!
Voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine abyss, and I'm reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind. Hello, children. Welcome to another exciting episode of After Rot, where we like to talk about stuff and other stuff and some other stuff.
Hi, Jazzy. How's it going?
Hey, don't forget about the stuff.
Wait, what stuff?
Like to talk about.
Whoa.
You know, the stuff.
Do you know there's a movie called The Stuff?
There is.
Yes. It's of course a very bad horror. Well, it was corny horror. Premise of the movie was a meteorite thingy drops. No, sorry. It was a science experiment gone bad in the laboratory. They made some stuff, and it made people hungry all of the time. So then they ate the stuff, and then they killed people. Roar! Fun stuff.
Sounds like zombies if they're eating stuff and killing people.
Kinda. A little bit. Kinda. Uh-huh. Kinda. So, are you having fun?
I'm always having fun.
Do you got some music on your computer?
I have lots of music on my computer, but not sure if it's going to be the music you're thinking about.
Oh, that's okay.
Because I have a feeling you're thinking about some zombies.
Zombies? Where?
Ooh. Over there.
Yes, you're right. They are over there. Them.
Mind you.
And the bunnies.
I thought the bunnies were
they're back.
Over there on up there.
Nope, they came back.
Oh, they came back? Okay.
They came back. Like my boomerang, they came back. Just in time for another exciting episode of Rough to Rot. Oi!
Well, that's good. I'm glad they came back.
Yes, they did. And they have shared with me some wonderful things. Some awesome things. Like musical things. So,
ooh.
I like music. And anybody who knows me knows that I like music. I collect a lot of music. And I buy my music too, so nobody has to think that I'm actually going to be doing the illegal pirating, stealing type stuff on the music. I actually like
the music.
The what?
Snagging the music.
No, I buy it. I buy
you
CDs.
Buy it.
I like
you don't
CDs.
Snag it.
I like CDs. I have a collection. It's a wall of them over there. So I've got like over 55,000 songs on my iTunes list.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few. And I thought today would be spectacular and shiny to explore music in horror movies and zombies and culture and stuff. So, I gotta say, I don't know if you're an active movie watcher and see how they try to trick you and scare you and do all those funny little bits, but over the last, I don't know, maybe 3 decades, 4 decades, or whatever, they use music to set themes, modes, moods, and to mess with you a lot. Right?
Yes. Yep.
So, one of the most effective ones I've ever seen was in the movie 28 Days. Okay, have you seen that movie? 28 Days Later?
I have. Yes,
okay.
I have.
So you have the opening scene of this movie. Guy has basically woken up in a hospital, has no clue what the hell's going on, nobody around, everything is empty, everything is disabused, and it's all in a poor state of blah, and it's wondering, what the hell, man? It's weird. It's going on. It's completely
weird.
Where
is everyone?
What happened? And it's like a long time going on through this, where he's doing the whole exploration, finding out what's going on, and he's got no idea. I mean, we kind of have an idea, but we haven't been introduced to anything yet, except in the brief title credits with the monkeys and then all the anger is like, ah! So, it goes on for like a good 7 minutes or so. And then he goes up to this car, looking to see if there's a car, sets off the car alarm. And right after that happens, bam, you've got that. It starts introducing the musical score. And it just creeps up. And it creeps up and gets louder and goes bam right at the same time. And it's like, wow, that is an awesome shock. Because the music is integrated into the theater and it's actually effective. What I really hate in a lot of cheesy movies is when they just try and hammer you over the head with it. Da 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 da, dun 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 dun. And it's like, whoa, yeah, okay, well, I saw something bad and evil coming there, didn't I? Because you played the bad and evil guy coming music. You know, I don't like when they do that. See, Hitchcock
was... I like
was,
when it surprises you.
Yeah. I mean, Hitchcock was awesome. He keeps trying to show you, oh, all the cool little stuff, the good stuff, good stuff. And then he shuttles in the good scary there without having to hit you over the head with it. And I think it's a failing of some of the newer horror movies where they just say, oh, let's use a shock. Shock. It's like, that didn't really shock me because you did it 3 times already, and now, oh great, you've got loud music and da 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 da. It's like, well, that really didn't scare me, man. What do you want? Give me some scary stuff. So.
Yeah.
Hey, War Dog showed up. Awesome. So, I'm sure we all know that I like zombies, and obviously I like zombie music. And I thought about today, maybe we would do a zombie thing with music, but then I said, nah, we'll just talk about music.
Yeah, I can help you out on the music side. I have lots of music on my computer.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know if any of it's zombie music.
Anything about dead people?
Dead puppies.
You have a song about dead puppies? Really?
I don't think I've put it on my computer, but I have a friend that made me this really crazy CD back in high school. And one of the songs goes, dead puppies, dead puppies, dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. And it's like singing about this dead puppy that died in the fall, and it's like still there, rotting in the hall.
Nice.
It's a funny song, but it's like, what the heck?
So, nice.
Had some interesting friends in high school. What do I say? What can I say about them, you know?
Okay, so I have to respond to TJ's question. TJ's asking me, why don't we ever talk about zombie hunting? What?
I don't think a zombie Zach would go zombie hunting.
Oh, sure he would.
He is a zombie.
Oh, no. I'd hunt zombies to make them join my team. They join my team.
Oh, okay, yeah. I can see that.
I'm hunting the internet all the time for all the zombies I can find.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now, I think TJ is probably being a little bit more specific in that he wants to know, why don't I ever talk about techniques about getting rid of zombies? Well,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking he wants.
I think we will do an episode about that. Maybe next week. Because I'm going to want him to read a comic book series called Dead World. Where did it go? The issue came out this week. What issue is this? Number 4 out of 5. Dead World, War of the Dead. And one of the premises in the book, which I really think was neat as hell, which, for a little bit of background, Dead World is a series about an intelligent zombie who controls the zombies, and it's the war, standard war, humans, dead people, and whatever. But in this series, Mr. King Zombie, that's his name, I don't think he has a regular name, but he probably used to have a regular name, but he's called King Zombie, is trying to protect the humans. You know, he's trying to educate them and help them learn how to survive and become friends with them. Try and guess why. Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
I would say to keep him alive.
Well,
like Wardog said.
Wardog mentioned it. Yes, he wants human farms. And that's kind of an idea I've seen before in some stories, and I think it's an awesome idea. One that I think we might employ in the near future when the apocalypse is occurring. So, TJ, do you still want to know how to hunt zombies? Come on, TJ, give me a good word. Bada bing, bada boom, bada boom, bum bum. Okay. So back to music. So, I think we will do an episode. Maybe next week or the week after. That might be interesting and fun.
Talk zombie hunting.
Talk zombie hunting. Oh, I didn't see this song. Ooh.
Oh, what song?
Zombie Eaters by Faith No More.
Hmm. Never heard of that one. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, well, that one should be available on YouTube. You'll be able to find it. But some of my favorite zombie movies. Songs. First, okay, musical scores. I'm a big fan of Danny... what the hell is his name? Danny Elfman. Sorry, I was completely blanking there for a second. Lead singer and formative man of the band Oingo Boingo. But you turn around in any major Hollywood movie nowadays... He's probably doing the score for it, especially if it's a horror movie or if it's a director named Tim Burton movie. I think he does all of Burton's movies. But he also did the musical score for one of my favorite movies of all time. Can you guess what movie? Can you?
Batman?
Actually, he did do the musical score for the first Batman.
Did he?
Yes, for the first one, second one. I don't know if he did the fourth and third and fourth as well. I'd have to look that up. I'm not going to right now. But, yeah, he did. He did the first Batman. The one with Michael Keaton and the next one with Val Kilmer in it.
Yeah.
Because that one was
That's
a Tim Burton
awesome.
Movie. But, Army of Darkness. So imagine, if you will, a lot of classical music, but and it's like, it's cool stuff. He's an awesome artist. I love his music. I have the soundtrack,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Oh, Repo the Genetic Opera. You want to watch a really messed up movie?
Oh, my God.
Have you seen it?
Yes. We had, like, this big movie night party to watch that movie.
That is a fun, messed up movie all around music.
Yes.
I've met a couple of
Love
people in that,
that movie.
Did you know Paris Hilton's in that?
Yes, I did.
Plays the only role I think she's ever been good at. As a snotty, stuck-up, use the bad word that EW doesn't like to use. Something rhymes with a snitch. No, I was going with a snitch. Snitcha!
It also rhymes with a witch.
Yes, it does. And it also rhymes with Twitch. Twitch. Anarchy. In UK. Yes. But, and did you know, I don't know if you ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Did you? Huh?
A little bit here and there when it was on TV.
Did you recognize Giles in the show, in the movie?
Did not.
So, one of the main characters from Buffy, Giles, Buffy's mentor and teacher, the librarian, he was the guy that was doing the repo stuff. He was awesome.
Oh, was he?
That was Giles.
Wow.
And he's up there dancing and singing around, do-do-do-do-do, and cutting people's potty pots open. Whoa-ho-ho-ho!
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep. One of the main reasons why I wanted to see the movie was like, wait a sec, Giles is gonna... Awesome! And what the heck was the name of the girl whose musician was in the movie? She's the one that had her eyes plucked out. Crap.
Oh.
Crap. I need to
What
know
was
her
her name?
name.
Let me find it.
Oh, let's see who finds it first. Dun 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 dun.
See how
Sarah
fast my
Brightman.
internet will go.
Sarah Brightman.
Yeah, you're gonna have it faster than me. My
No.
internet's going slow.
I already got it. Sarah Brightman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we like her music. She's a little on the Celtic-y side, but I like that.
I like the Celtic side. Then again, I am Irish, so.
Really? I did not
Yeah.
know that.
I'm Irish.
Have you ever heard of Cú Chulainn?
May have.
How about Finn McCool?
See, the names don't sound familiar. I'm not great with names.
Oh, okay. Well, Finn McCool is the more Americanized, westernized version of his name. His proper name is Fionn MacCuaig. I can't pronounce Celtic or Gaelic properly, so I don't bother trying. But you know the Rogues in Hell book that me and Hellion keep pushing every once in a while? He's one of my main characters in the story that I have in that book. And yes, he's the
Oh,
Hound.
cool.
Cú Chulainn is the Hound of Jeebers. The Hound of Ulster, right. That was his title name kind of thing or whatever that he went with. And Cooey? What the hell is that? Huh. By the way, TJ, Sporange is not a real word. And yes, orange is one of the uniquest words in the English language. It is the only word that really doesn't rhyme with anything else, but that's simply because. Sure, okay. Ha! No, it isn't. Nuh-uh. Uh-uh. Yeah, try spork. That's right. Okay, it's great having an argument with somebody in the chat room when I'm on voice and they're on text. Hee hee hee. 'Cause you know what? Girl with three breasts, your argument is invalid, sir. Have you seen that one?
No, I have not.
Oh, come on, that's hilarious. I want to see Total Recall just for that reason. And how many people want to see that movie just for that reason? Probably all the guys.
Yeah, probably all of the male
Well,
generation. Male population.
yes, them.
Yeah.
Okay, so where was I going with music? I was going with music. So yes, one of my favorite soundtracks is that one. Another one is Event Horizon, which was done by a band called Orbital. Good techno, heavy-duty thrill type, speed it up, slow it down, throw you in the mix type music, and it's like the music just carries along with the movie, theme and thread. Easily one of those types of songs and music that you're listening to it, and it's like I didn't really notice it, but the music was, oh my goodness, and what's he doing over there? Oh my god, he's got. Oh! Now, there's no zombies in the movie, but there's some good stuff in that movie. And War Dog is also right. I like Sucker Punch. I don't like the part of the main movie where it was the ideas how they wove the vignettes together, but I loved each of the individual vignettes, and the music they played in that, awesome as well. Oh crap, I'm just losing my mind now. Doctor Who. Do-do,
I hear there's a new one coming out
do-do,
soon.
do-do. That song is so unique. You can, as soon as you hear it, bam, that's Doctor Who. Right. So, yeah. So back to some more zombie music. So,
Hey.
we know of the Cranberries, right? We know the Cranberries,
See,
right? Please say yes.
sure, yes.
Don't say no.
Well, honestly, I'd have to
Really?
hear it to be like, oh my God, yes, I know that, you know?
They played everywhere on the radio. It's okay. I'm not going to hold it against you too much. That's it. Where's my die roll? Die roll. Critical hit or critical fumble? Oh, it's okay, Jazzy. You rolled a saving roll. You're safe.
Yay!
Okay. So, next band that I like, Hooters.
Hooters?
Hooters.
Isn't that a restaurant?
Before the restaurant, there was a band called Hooters.
Okay, I'll take your word on that one.
They have an awesome song. It's a pop song. It's not a heavy metal song. It's not a hard rock song. It's not a mushy song, but it's actually a really good song. It's called All You Zombies. It's a social commentary about life and things and everything else. Really good song.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Seven.
Seven? Not seven.
Sure. Seven's an answer.
Do zombies ever use the restroom?
No. They do poop.
No.
They do poop. They don't use the restroom.
They just go wherever?
They just running along. Stop for a second. Running along. Oh, yeah. There's behind me. There she blow. Zombies don't use restrooms. It's not in their religion.
So it's against their religion to use
absolutely.
The restroom.
Absolutely.
So what happens if one were to use the restroom?
What would
you do to them?
Well, we'd probably point and laugh at them.
We would probably say,
oh, look at him! He's being human. Eat him. Obviously, because he's not a zombie, right?
War Dog says it falls out of a hole in their stomach.
Or a hole in their ass where it just sort of, okay, there's no sphincter there anymore to keep things closed. It just falls out. Zombies, the musculature, proper English, yes, please, would not be working properly anymore. So all of the, dude, undies? Nah, man, they're gone ages ago. It just dribbles out. Down the leg, go. Sometimes, you want to get really nasty. It starts crawling on its own and becomes some other kind of nasty business. Okay, TJ.
All you have to say is you.
Oh, I can get more, but I'm not going to go there because I did mention to you guys, not last show, but the show before, something that also ties in with what TJ just said. He's never seen an Asian zombie. Well, he's definitely not watched any Japanese splatter zombie movies, such as Big Tit Zombie. Such as...
I thought we agreed there would be no such thing as a Big Tit Zombie because, I mean, it would be at first, but then after a while, like, the boobs would be the first to go.
Oh, don't forget Zomboobies.
The boobs would be the first thing to go. So
No. You know, with all this...
So do zombies have boobs?
Yes, of course they do. And see, Wardog even says, are you crazy? Do you know how much plastic is put in breasts nowadays? Come on, that shit is there forever.
Okay, let's say it's a all-natural woman that gets turned into a zombie. That means no plastic boobs, no fake boobs.
Right.
It's all real.
Yes.
What happens then?
The boobs do eventually decay, sure. It's not immediate. Decay takes a couple of days before it starts to really start setting in.
So in a couple of days, you're probably not going to have boobs.
No, they'll still be there. There'll be flaps of flesh flopping around in the air. Whee, look at me, flaps of flesh flopping around in the air.
And remember,
you went here, by the way, not me. You did. I'm just playing with it.
Can we say EW went there?
No, EW didn't actually go there. You went there, young lady. You did. Nobody else. Just you. Because, you know, I will never shy away from an ooh because I think ooh is funny. Because you've heard of some of the movies I've watched, right?
Yes, I have.
And I've mentioned the one that ties in with what TJ was asking there about, never seeing Asian zombies. And I was going to say, right along with the ooh that you're talking about here, about whether or not zombies take a poop or not, yes, they do. You all now have to watch, because I've seen the trailer, and I think everybody else has to. Toilet of the Dead, Zombie Ass.
Oh, God, we talked about that one.
We did talk about that one. And I'm sure it will come up again and again and again and again every once in a while because it's so gross, it almost grosses me out. And that's pretty gross.
Wait, there's a zombie movie that can gross ZZ out?
When you're talking about fecal matter, I tend to be a little grossed out about that. I have some standards. Just a few. One of them has to be fecal matter. I'm not a big fan of it.
Okay, so what else grosses a zombie out?
Well, nothing else grosses me out except that. I mean,
so
I've...
only fecal matter grosses you out?
Pretty much. You know, I'm not German. Well, actually, I am, but... apparently, I run against counter-type, according to War Dog. More zombie
stale
songs.
Cookies?
There is no such thing as stale cookies. They all get eaten in time. Oh, the inhumanity of it all. Stale cookies. What the hell is that crap? Stale cookies. Pfft.
Well, around you, it's not possible.
Has never occurred that I know of. So, I'm going to throw some... Oh, I didn't hear... Listen. Oh. Yeah, that's a good song, too. Yep, that's a good song, too. Yeah, that one, too. Yep, that one as well.
Now, okay, wait. What are good songs? You can't just sit there and say, that's a good one, and not name them.
Sure I can.
But no one else knows what you're talking about.
That's okay.
I mean, you could say, oh, that's a good song, and it could be a Miley Cyrus song.
That is not likely to happen.
Well, until you tell me what it is, I'm going to assume it is.
Why would you ever assume that I would have any... What's her name? Miley Cyrus? Hailey Cyrus? Filey Cyrus? What? Billy Ray Cyrus? I know she's related to that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any Cyrus music on my machine. Nothing. Nope. Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent. So, I got a whole bunch of Rob Zombie. Everybody should enjoy the Rob Zombie. Ooh, here's a band for you. You'll like this band, Jazzy.
Oh?
Cannibal Corpse.
I've heard of them. Didn't we have one of their songs before?
I believe we have. Oh, look, Joan is saying, yes, I got it.
Oh, wait. Did War Dog just say Call Me Maybe is high on your playlist?
I think he did. I think he's planning on getting a small meeting from some of the gang soon. Some of the boys and girls of the slightly deader crowd are planning a visit. Oh, hey. I think they're at his door right now.
Knock, knock.
Yes. Oh, and I got another band here called Mortician. Yep. Another death metal band. I do a song called Zombie Apocalypse. And I have no idea who...
I've heard that song.
Have you ever seen the show Rockstar Supernova? Oh, I know what she's doing. She's doing a cover of the Cranberry song. That's why it is.
Okay. I have not heard that show.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good show. It's fun. They had the one girl on there, a blonde girl named Storm. Something Storm. I met her. Storm something. I can't remember her name right now. I don't know why. I could find it. Nah, later. She's a good singer. Awesome voice. Great presence. Good personality. Fun person. Let's go on to Dead Things. Yes. Because, I'm not going to talk about Rob Zombie and White Zombie all the time. I love their music. But it's not it. There's more. 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 Oh, look. Dead bodies. Dead bodies. They're everywhere. Madonna has... Oh, no, and you will know them by the sound of their dead. Yes. Okay. Yeah. What else do we got here? So I got 725 songs with the word dead in it. Oh, yep. Here's a song that I know Joan likes. Joan will like it. Bauhaus, Bela Lugosi's Dead. I love this song. Awesome, very melodic, very moody, very in-your-face kind of, ooh, look, really weird music, but it's good. I think Jazzy went away for a bit.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I thought I heard you walking away. Doom, doom, doom.
Heard
doom,
what?
Doom. Nothing. March of the Dead, Danny Elfman, Army of Darkness, good stuff. Didn't you say, the Dead Kennedys?
I have heard of them.
Well, I would hope so. Good old-fashioned punk.
I don't know any of their songs off the top of my head.
I would be very honest and surprised if you did. Yep. I got a band here called the Deadites, which I don't know who they are. But I like the name. Dead Mouse? Yes. Well, these are techno bands. Okay. Band called Dead Sea?
I've heard Dead Mouse.
Really?
I like the techno bands.
Really?
I like all types of music, yeah.
Well, then you're going to like Kernkraft 4000.
See, the only type of music that I don't like is the music where they, like, scream, like, ha ha! Yeah! Yeah, I don't like those.
So you don't like the screamo?
No. So going back to the Dead Kennedys.
Yes.
Do they have a song called Who Shot JR?
I don't know. Chat room, what do you say? Chat room is thinking. Thinking.
Thinking. War Dog says, yes, I think they did.
And what song did you think it was?
Who Shot JR?
Who Shot JR? Natty Punk's...
Where Jones said, I believe so.
Natty Punk's insert bad word off? Interesting. That was the name of one of their songs. Oops, what did this do? Okay, here we go. I don't know, I'm not finding anything. We're going to have to find it, because, you know... It don't say nothing. But you know what? I'll go with it.
I'll go with it, too.
And in the meantime, here's a little subtle nudge, nudge, wink, wink to somebody to do something.
Only parts of the corset better. Only parts of the corset better. Steps into water and plunges in, making far more impression on his skull than on the lady.
Make it look good! horizon. The wind that runs high.
A wonderful selection of 14 favorite zombie kicking batuki songs. Did you recognize any of them, Jazzy?
I did.
Which ones did you recognize?
To some of them, and then it cut it off, and I was like, "Oh."
Well, I have to keep them under 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But Joan was the big wiener. She got the most of them.
Oh.
Yeah, she was able to recognize most of them, but only like three of them, maybe four.
I've recognized a couple.
Which one? Which one? Which one? Which one?
Oh my goodness!
Okay, so
now
the one
you're
where
gonna make me like recall the names of all of them that I recognized.
Absolutely. So the one going zombie, zombie, in the higher pitched female voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Cranberries.
Okay.
And the one that was right after that goes, Bela Lugosi is dead. That's Bauhaus. That's one that Joan I know likes because she's mentioned it before on her show. I was like, I love that song. That song is awesomely, wickedly full of ambience.
The techno one, like, Zombie Nation or whatever. Yeah. I don't remember what all it said.
Yeah.
But it was like a more techno one. I knew that one.
Okay, that one's by a band called Kerncraft 4000. If you ever get the opportunity, watch the video. It's freaking goofy looking, but it's hilarious. It's a very popular clubbing song. It plays in raves and stuff all the time. But the video is basically, it looks like the guy is trying to sell Kerncraft 4000. And Kerncraft 4000 does, well, hey, it does suntanning. Look, perfect instant, even under your clothes. Perfect suntan. Oh, guess what else it can do? It can cook your food in a nuclear microwave. And then there's two scantily clad women just dancing around. Do-do-do-do-do. Totally oblivious to anything, but it's just fun. So.
Yeah.
You want me to rhyme off to all of the songs?
Sure.
I'm waiting to see if the chat room says, yeah. Okay, fine. I will. I'll also put it up online on the website, on the Facebook page type thingy. So the first song was Face Place. The first one was an excerpt from White Zombie's first album, La Sexorcista, and there's the rest of it as well. But it's called One Big Crunch. It's just that little audio bit about the guys and the dead. And oh, look, he likes to eat people. Yes. Next one after that was Zombie Nation by Kerncraft 4000. After that, everybody should have recognized that one. Dead Girl Superstar by Rob Zombie. I was really surprised nobody recognized Time of the Season by The Zombies. I mean, it's a 60s band. It's flower power and everything else, but it's a cool song. The next one, I'm very disappointed in Joan, but I would be surprised if she knew it anyways, because it's a Canadian band, Canadian metal band, Love Me When I'm Dead by Anvil. One of the longest-lived heavy metal bands in the world. They have been touring for 30 years. 30 years! And they're still touring, putting out albums. Awesome band. Love their music. Next one after that was Dead Man's. And by the way, Joan, I'm just playing with you. It's like, don't worry, it's all good. Next one after that was Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. These guys, these cats, they're cool, they're hip, they're groovy. And very irreverent. Very fun. They've got a lot of good zombie-based movies, music. They got one that I like that's called Grey Matter. Talks about some kid killing somebody and splattering their brains all over the place. Fun song. After that was a song called All You Zombies by the Hooters. Yay, Hooters! Because who doesn't like Hooters? Right? Right? Chat room? I know everybody in the chat room is going to agree with me on that one.
See, it depends on what type of Hooters you're talking about, though.
Okay, we're not talking granny Hooters.
No, I'm saying if you're talking about the restaurants, Hooters, don't like them. They don't serve me there. They're not very cool.
I've never They're like,
oh, you're a girl. I don't have to pay attention to you.
That's because you're not going to tip a waitress wearing tight shorts and tight t-shirt.
I tip.
Oh, I'm sure you tip.
To how you serve me.
Absolutely.
But if you're going to completely ignore me just because I'm a chick, how do you know I'm not a lesbian and don't love the women?
Exactly.
How do you know that?
I know.
That's judging someone. And so if you're going to do that, just be like, you're not going to tip me because you're a girl, so I'm going to pay attention to the guys and completely ignore you. Bring your food out when it's cold. Like, no, that's bad service.
Okay.
Period. And I don't care who you're serving.
Jazzy, now you got to do this.
Over.
You got to do the Z snap. Do it.
Rant.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you could hear that. Could you hear that?
I heard a little bit of a snap. It was like, oh, snap. Snap, snap.
What am I confessing, EW? What am I confessing there? I'm just saying it irritates me.
And I would agree with you for being reasonably situated that way.
Somebody, that's judging somebody just because they're a girl. You're not going to serve them as well because you're in a place called Hooters and it's mostly guys that go in there anyway. But how do you know that that girl's not a lesbian and doesn't have the hots for you and you're going to completely ignore her? It's bad service.
Jazzy, you need to go to a strip joint.
I've been there.
You'll get good service in a strip joint.
I've been to a strip joint. Of course, it wasn't the type of strip joint that I would like to go to because it was women stripping. And I'm sorry, I love the men. It's true, I love men. But, so there we
okay.
go.
Okay.
My rant is over.
Rant over. Next song, which everybody got, Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. Awesome song. Next one after that, Be Quick or Be Dead by Iron Maiden. Next one after that, Zombie by the Cranberries. They didn't do any other zombie songs, just the one. Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus. Awesome. Zombie Stomp by Ozzy Osbourne. They Are Night Zombies. They are Surfgen Stevens. That's the one that I would expect nobody would get. And I was right. And the last song after all that was After All the Dead by Black Sabbath, one of my favorite bands of all time. So did you enjoy that musical little interlude?
I did.
Well, that's good. I'm hoping you learned things. Did you learn things? Uh-oh. Did you rant it? You ranted in the chat room. Come on, Jazzy. Just get over it.
Just, okay, never bring up Hooters in front of me again because it will always bring up that rant. It heats me up every time. Every time. I mean, at normal restaurants, everyone is treated fairly, normally. But, I mean, at Hooters, they just sit there and pay more attention to the guys because the guys are like, big boobs, tight shirts. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give her a big tip just because she has big boobs.
Yee! Got to do that voice. I like that voice. I'm like,
so, yeah. That's just going to get me fired up instantly every time. Every time. I won't ever go in there ever again. I went in there twice. Once for my birthday, and they completely ignored me on my birthday. And I complained to the manager, and he gave me, like, he's like, well, come back in anytime, the next meal's on me. Gave me, like, this little coupon thing for a free meal. I go back in there, and it's, like, the same exact thing. I'm like...
So why would... That, you really? Know, that's the definition of insanity, going back and expecting a different result.
Well, it was a free meal, and I had a meeting back at work, so it was, like, just down the road from where I work, and I was like, okay, it's free, I'm going to run and go get something really fast. No, it was horrible service, so I called the manager over again. I was like, dude, I'm sorry, this is horrible, they're not serving me, and it's because I'm a girl. Like, they're sitting there oogling over the guys more than me. Like, I don't care, I don't want them to oogle over me, but serve me.
Just give me my food, damn it.
Do you need a refill? Do you want your food? Yes, I want my food. A refill would be nice instead of sitting there, like, shaking the ice and being like, hello, there's nothing in my drink, and they're still blatantly ignoring me. It's just rude.
Rude. Totally. So. Totally rude. And correct, War Dog, the word is oogle. It is a real word. It is in the Oxford Dictionary. Hassenpfeffer. Wait, whoa. Joan wants some Hassenpfeffer. Jazzy, do you want to give her some Hassenpfeffer?
I don't know how to do that.
I wonder how that sounds in playback.
Okay, that brings me to a whole nother question.
No!
Yes, I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
My rant is over, okay?
Okay, good.
No more
Moving on.
Hooters, rant is over.
That's good.
On. Do zombies fart?
Yes. You do not want to smell one of theirs. Dead farts are the worst, man. Dead farts are the worst.
So when bodies die, they have like excess gas in their bodies.
It's methane. It's methane. Methane.
Gas.
Methane is a gas. Methane That's the gas.
Yeah. But it's like letting the excess gas out. And so it sounds like they're farting.
Oh, no, so, they are farting. It's just not necessarily through the one hole. They could be farting out of a plethora of holes.
Everywhere.
They could be anybody in the anywhere in the body where they're coming out. But yes, it's the smell of rotting meat. And trust me, it's not that neat. Oh, speaking of, this news bit just came in. Earlier today, there were reports of bizarre activity occurring in the town of Appenzell, Switzerland. Random acts of violence and ritualistic mutilation of bodies were reported to have been occurring. Urban pacification teams, however, have been dispatched to the area and report that everything is under control and that there is no cause for alarm unless you're eating Hasenpfeffer. Because that's just going to give you some dead farts. Yes.
So we don't want any dead farts. So no,
trust
no
me.
Eating.
You don't want no what, dead farts.
Hasenpfeffer.
Don't want no dead farts. Yeah, dead farts, man. That's like, ooh, who died? Oh, my bad.
So can you describe a zombie fart? Like, other than it smells bad?
Do you know the word rancid?
Yes.
Do you know the word dripping with gooey gobbly bits? How about the word, it smells like somebody took shiza and smeared the walls with layers and layers and layers of it and took 30 different people's bodies and emptied their bladders and squished it all out over in there? That's what a dead person body fart smells like.
Oh, gross.
You asked. I always am available to suggest and provide information of an informative nature. It's what I enjoy doing. EW can have all the mustard he wants. No mustard. No. By the way, for any of our Canadian friends, and lay those people who are in the Toronto area, this weekend is Fan Expo. Big convention, huge, 80,000 people last year. I'm going to check it out. I go there pretty much every year. Everybody should come along if they can. Just tell them. And Jazzy? Guess what's coming up next?
Does it have anything to do with pie?
Free Pie Night!
Yay! Who's on Free Pie Night?
And according to EW, he's got Liza Minnelli, Nancy Pelosi, I believe, Sarah Palin, and Elvira! That sounds like a heck of a mix-up of miscellaneous mayhem and miscreants and all that fun M-words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it should be a fun-filled night.
It should be gooey, crusty goodness.
And after the free pie, what do we have?
I want candy. Bow, bow. Candy. Mental candy. Yeah.
Yay, mental candy.
And tonight, they're doing the Women of Rock.
Oh, yeah, women rock.
I Woo-hoo! Love some good female bands. Kitty, awesome band. You wouldn't like them too much because they do a lot of the screaming stuff.
Yeah.
But Girl School, one of the best bands of all time. They rock. And Phantom Blue, love them. And there's a whole bunch of... Ooh, Lita Ford. Yeah, Joan Jett. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, back to Repo the Genetic Opera, Joan Jett has a cameo appearance in the movie. She's not even... Yes, and she was from The Runaways. I like The Runaways. She has a cameo appearance in the movie. She's the one playing the guitar in the background where the little girl's got her little dream sequence fantasy thing going on. That's Joan Jett.
No way!
Yeah. She's in the background playing the guitar doing the rock out thing.
No way! Did
Joan.
Not know that.
I love Wendy O. Williams. She's messed up. Oh, by the way, Joan, she has a bobblehead. You should check it out. But yeah, that was Joan Jett. Cool, huh? She's completely
That's
uncredited
awesome.
In the movie. She's not even credited in the movie anywhere. You have to really dig to find that. But yeah, that was her. Oh, hey, Jazzy.
Hmm?
How's the technical hazards?
Our first show was last week.
How'd that go?
We did. I have heard back. We did really good.
Excellent.
We have our Facebook page up. Called,
I know.
It's
I liked
Tech
it.
Hazard. So we had a lot of likes on it by the next day. So pretty cool. Our first episode is also on iTunes.
Yay.
So awesome, awesome. And our second show is tomorrow.
Beee.
So shall be fun. We have lots of techie stuff to talk about on video games.
Video games?
Well, video games are technology.
No, technology are video games.
Okay, technology are video games. So, since we talk about all technology, we talk about video games too.
Do you talk about lasers?
We could talk about lasers.
I like lasers. Lasers are fun. I think every shark should have one on their freaking head so that they can have a nice warm meal.
But yes, we also answered a lot of questions in the chat room last week. So
cool.
If you have any technical...
Oh techie, my God.
Technology questions...
Did you read what War Dog just posted?
Do we talk about token ring communication?
I'm old. I know what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a network protocol.
But I'm sure, War Dog, I'm sure my techie guys, because I have two guys on the show with me, Minkus and James, and they're more technological savvy than I am.
You should talk to them, ask them what that is next time on your show. That's it. I'm going to bring it up. Yeah.
Yes. We can bring that up tomorrow, because I don't even know what it is, and yeah. I was telling them the other day, I'm like the ear candy, and you guys are the smart people in the show.
The smart people. Well, I would just like to say, everybody, thanks for coming along and playing with us and our lovely little show today. Jazzy, awesome show. Thanks a bunch.
It was fun as always.
And as always...
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their fear.